This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
By the way, you know I always say, if I get hit by a bus, I was telling the kids the other day, if I get hit by a bus, I've got four folders for the four children, and I gathered up the life insurance stuff, I gathered up emergency contacts. Scott, you were on that list.
Thanks.
I think I put maybe Big Boss on there too, just in the event, whatever. All the stuff, like if you would need to find stuff for me, like the insurance through work. And I said, you know, if I get hit by a bus. And
let me guess, you got hit by a bus today?
Third child said to me, would you stop speaking that into existence? You always say, if I get hit by a bus, don't speak that into existence. She's right. I'm going to try to stop saying that.
So what's your method of death going to be then?
By bench, flying bench.
If I get hit by a flying bench that is dragged by a dog?
Yeah.
By the way, dare I say, for those of you who missed the show yesterday, Dana's car was hit by a bench, a metal bench, dragged by a dog on a leash. I paused that video right as that dog turned left.
He's so excited.
No, he's not excited.
Freedom!
He is scared.
It was making an awful noise.
I literally played that video and paused it right as he goes, Saquon, bark. Lee.
Yep.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks.
Because he thought.
That was yours. I stole it from yesterday.
As any animal would think, that's ever been tethered to anything, accidental or not,
right,
any animal would think something is chasing me and trying to kill me. That was fight or flight.
If you look in his eyes, it is fear.
Yeah.
That dog is afraid.
It's like, buddy, 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 buddy. And so many people have reached out. What happened to the dog?
I was going to say, did anybody reach out and say they live in the area and they know that the dog has been reunited with their owner?
We don't know,
Sam.
We don't know. And if,
how can no one know
if the owner is listening or understands what happened or saw it on social media? I'm not sure they're going to come forward because
they don't want to pay for the 1-inch paint chip on your car.
Digged up my car.
Well, you that 1-inch paint chip is going to be a $2,000 bumper.
I know. And I will tell you, the dog, when it fled after it was untethered from the bench that then struck my car, did not, so thank dumb. God, did not get hit by a car. I mean, I would have heard that because this was at 87th and Lackman. The dog just bolted, and I was like, what just happened?
That's a busy intersection.
It's a very busy intersection. I would have heard squealing tires, you know, and I braced and am so thankful that I didn't hear that. But as far as I know, he's, you know, living his best life today. It's sunny out, okay. 60 degrees.
Down by here.
You should go back to the scene of the crime and and see what's going on.
A listener sent me a photo of the bench today, and she just wrote, bench still down, because it's in a median in front of that salon.
Nobody picked it up?
Nope, bench is still down.
Huh.
They obviously listen.
Yes.
By the way, Dan, what was the value of a tooth from the Tooth Fairy when you were a kid?
I believe it was a quarter.
Okay. Dana?
Maybe
50 cents.
If you were lucky, if it was a big one, it was a dollar.
Yeah.
If you were lucky. Do you know what a tooth goes for today from the Tooth Fairy?
Oh, don't.
It's actually gone down 14%.
$20 on Venmo?
Don't you tell me. Does the Tooth Fairy Venmo, is it $5? No. Because that's too much.
The going rate for a tooth these days is $5.
That's too much.
Well, that's what the Tooth Fairy has decided is what a tooth is worth.
Someone needs to have a conversation with the Tooth Fairy and the elf on a shelf, and maybe we pull in Santa Claus and we say, look, this is getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inflation and such.
Last year, the Tooth Fairy was paying $5.84 for a tooth.
And now, is the Tooth Fairy getting the funding? That's
now
what
it's
$5.
Price has gone down a little bit.
Tooth Fairy Bank, Dan?
Care to guess where the Tooth Fairy pays the least for a tooth? Region, not state?
Arkansas? There aren't that many.
Region, not state.
Wow!
Whoa!
Wow! I wasn't going to say Appalachia, but I thought it.
You would think that the price would be worth more because supply and demand.
God, Daniel.
Well, no, there's more supply for the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, you're right, because they keep right. falling out. You're right.
What region, Scott, please?
The Midwest is the cheapest, $3.50.
Okay.
I believe I got a dollar, but I knew kids that got $20.
$20?
Mm-hmm.
In the South, she pays $5.71. In the Northeast, $4.60. And in the West, $5.70.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little sticky note from Sophie when she was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. And I've kept it all these years. And it says, "Dear Tooth Fairy, I still do not know if you are a boy or a girl. Will you tell me?" I thought it was the cutest thing I have ever seen in my life. It wasn't how much money are you going to bring me. It was, you know, back in my day.
Did she answer?
She did. Back in my day, my dad would say, "Come over here. I'm going to tie some dental floss to that." And then he would slam the door and your tooth would go flying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very effective.
We never did that in my home.
Very effective.
We did that once.
Oh, it's awful. I can't even think about it. It's awful.
Did you close your eyes?
It was my brother, and I think I'm still in therapy.
You don't need the string in the door. Just grab it with your finger.
Oh, gross.
I did that.
Some pliers.
No, gross.
Your fingers don't slip.
From the text line, my daughter gets $20 a tooth.
What? Why?
Wow.
Somebody says, who says the Tooth Fairy is a she? She's a fairy.
Well, I think the Tooth Fairy can be whoever you want it to be. It's magical.
My kids get $5 a tooth.
Huh.
What's wrong with just a sack of Jawea?
But then I have to choose a 15%, 20%, or 30% tip. Okay.
Nice.
From yesterday's show.
Just
very good.
Just going to ask you a question right there. Just going to ask you a question.
913.
Plug it in.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dan and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.